Mitch Nowakowski, Fillmore District Council member in Buffalo, is joining us on the WBEN Troquhar College Lifeline. The Common Council is being asked to consider a resolution from Councilmember Zanetta Everhart pushing for a teen ban and advisory board for special events. It essentially bans teens 17 and under from attending festivals without a parent or guardian. Mitch, is this something that you support?
It is. And, you know, Councilwoman Everhart has really taken a strong approach on not only including our youth in every facet of our community organizing, but ultimately, you know, taking a strong approach of, look, every time we have these large-scale events or festivals, it appears that at times the fights break out, and it seems to be this social issue that we're trying to get taken care of in a way that doesn't necessarily punish kids, but ultimately keeps people safe. And I know that after the Juneteenth festival and seeing the videos of seniors getting trampled on and kids fighting, that we have to step up and do something more than just saying you're not allowed to go, but ultimately have an advisory board where we can bring in a multitude of organizations to see that when we have large-scale events, how organizers can better deal with this problem holistically.
So from what I understand, what was before the council was an idea that this idea of people age 17 or younger should be accompanied by an adult. That only applies to the Juneteenth parade and festival, but then there's the goal of finding a way to make that go beyond the Juneteenth festival. Is that right?
That's correct, because, you know, when we look at the Taste of Buffalo, or we look at Pride, or when we look at these larger events, that the festivals that Buffalo has and draws a ton of people, I think that the goal of this advisory board is, how do we bring in these programming that already exists and has some form of as an asset to other festivals, so that we can incorporate children that are under age 17 to participate in these community events, and that are really the fabric of Buffalo, especially during the summer, and how we can do it safely.
Mitch, we want to talk about another subject too, Heritage Point at Canalside, which is, we're still waiting, right, for that to get moving. You told us a month ago that you were setting a July 1st deadline for things to get moving. Where are we this morning?
So I do have good news. So after speaking with Mark Wendell from the Canal Harbor section and Sinatra's team yesterday, it appears that the funding gap for lending will be closing soon. And, you know, when I had spoken to them, I said, look, you know, I understand that there's a financial piece here that needs to get this project going. But once that financial piece closes, what does this look like in real time to real people at Canalside and at Heritage Point? And it looks that is in the coming weeks, when the finances officially close by the end of summer, crews can be down there and begin to finish this work. It's one of those things where I have to take it with a grain of salt and also humor that, you know, they say that during the duration of that project that about 40% of it is already complete, so that once they get crews out there, they can begin a construction timeline in late August to be able to get crews out there to complete the project once and for all.
What should be people's expectation here in terms of seeing something actually get done? And then, you know, kind of as a further point, we just heard this week the planning board approving plans for the North Odd Block. It's been sitting as a pit for, you know, over 15 years now. The odd's been gone for 30. Plans approved for that. But still, why should anybody kind of believe that we're actually going to see buildings, given how long we've waited and what's happening at Heritage Point?
Yeah, you know, the first piece is, you know, is that completion of Heritage Point. So I have a lot going on there because I also have Marine Drive that's getting revved up. I just approved their pilot to get their construction up and going, and to close their financing as well too. So I have not only do I have that North Odd Block, which is the last planned piece that needs to get done down there from a 1,000-foot view of looking at Canalside, but I do believe I've been staying on top of of this project, and that I do believe that with Mark Wendell and the state agency that has worked hard to get this project up and going in Heritage Point, that they can see crews and construction workers down there at the end of the end of August. And then ultimately, that's where I have been so adamant on getting this project done, is because I have other things that are cooking down there. I have the North Odd Block, which is less planned. Then I have Marine Drive. And then I have to get Canal Side, after that's all done, up and going too, to get programming back there, because it's been a construction zone for a lot of years. So yes, progress has been made in the totality of, you know, growing up in Buffalo and seeing it from, you know, the change of 20 years of Canal Side. But ultimately, we need to get all these projects done. But Heritage Point, I need to get done first so that the others can proceed forward.
You know, big picture with Heritage Point and now the North Odd Block and even Marine Drive, I mean, are we looking at 5 years or more before we see a completion?
Yeah, I would say that 5 years is probably where you'll see, I mean, you'll easily see 2 to 3 new buildings of Marine Drive up, because what their plan is that they're going to build a building, then take one down and move the residents and keep it moving in that fashion. And then the North Odd Block, you'll see starting to get kicked off. And then Heritage Point will be done. And, you know, I'm not trying to get too excited, because I really need to get Heritage Point actually functionally up and going, which I do believe, after speaking to Mark Wendell and Sinatra, that can happen. But what is exciting about it is the socioeconomically diversity that will happen down there. You'll have people living there in market rate apartments. You'll have people living there in affordable apartments. You'll have storefronts there. You'll have density built. So that's where, you know, looking ahead, that I have to make sure that I'm continuing infrastructure improvements down there, that transportation is going down there, and planning for the future of having a dense and vibrant Canal Side that's adjacent to our urban core. It's just functionality, getting this lined up and getting it going at the same time.
All right. Well, we hope to see plenty of action down there. And always thank you for coming on, Mitch Nowakowski.